跟形式这个主题把它讲完。
So this afternoon we'll complete this topic to will and to work.
一定要立志。
We have to set the goal.
因为神在我们心里动工，就帮助我们立志。
Because God is working in us, so He helps us to have resolve.
记不记得第一个字是什么？
What is the first word?
立志要怎样？
What do we have to do?
昨天晚上讲要讨主的喜悦啊。
The first thing we have to do is to seek to please the Lord.
你不可以随心所欲，不可以自己想什么就做什么。
You cannot just think, do whatever you want.
凡事你要问，神喜悦我这样做吗？
In all things, you must ask, was God pleased if I do this?
我这样做这个事，神会高兴吗？
That if I do this, would God be happy?
神会祝福吗？
Would He bless?
我做这个事会荣耀神吗？
That if I do this, will it glorify God?
你要一直问，神喜不喜悦我？
And so we have to constantly ask, is God pleased with me?
不是我自己喜不喜欢这样做。
Not whether or not I want to do this.
第二个立志是什么？
What is the second resolution?
早上，立志要什么？考究遵行神的话。
That we have to resolve to keep God's commands.
如果你神的旨意都不知道是什么，你怎么讨主的喜悦呢？
That if we don't know what the will of God is, how can we please Him?
那你不读神的话，你怎么知道神的旨意是什么呢？
If we don't read His word, then how do we know His will?
如果信了一辈子，圣经都没有读过一遍。
If you've believed your lifetime, if you never read the Bible at least once.
或者是你当教员，你当父母，圣经都没有读过一遍。
That you're a parent, that you're a leader, that you haven't read the Bible even once.
或是你领会，你是负责人，你没有每天读圣经。
That you are leading service and you do not read every day.
你怎么可以带来信仰的革新跟复兴呢？
How can you bring the blessings and teachings from the Bible?
以斯拉本来是一个普通的人。
That Ezra was a normal person.
但是因为他立志考究遵行神的话。
But because he had the resolution to follow and keep God's commands.
神就用他来做一个非常伟大的属灵的事业。
God used him to become a great leader.
也整代的人都复兴起来。
And to revive the faith of a whole nation.
第三点，我们要立志什么？
And so the third point, what do we resolve?
刚刚乐立志口中没有过失啊。
We have to resolve not to have any fault or blame in our speech.
我们的舌头有时候很难控制。
Sometimes it's hard to bridle our tongue.
但是你不控制它，你就得不到神的祝福。
But if you do not control your tongue, you cannot please the Lord.
也得不到身边美好的关系。
And you cannot have good relationships among you.
好，那么下午我们再来讲几点。
So this afternoon we'll continue.
我们要第四点，我们要立志，不要玷污自己。
We have to resolve not to defile ourselves.
我们看但以理书第一章。
Let's look at Daniel chapter 1.
第八节。
Verse 8.
但以理书第一章的第八节。
Daniel chapter 1, verse 8.
但以理一章的八节。
Chapter 1, verse 8.
我们一起读。
We'll read together.
但以理一章八节，一二三。
But Daniel resolved not to defile himself.
不以王的膳和王所饮的酒玷污自己，所以求太监长容他不玷污自己。这里记载但以理他立了一个志。
So here it says Daniel resolved.
他立志做什么呢？
What did he resolve to do?
他立志不要被王的那些食物还有王的酒来玷污自己。
He resolved not to defile himself with the royal food and wine.
但以理本来是犹太人中的贵族。
And so Daniel, he was a
noble.
He was a noble.
但是因为他的国家被巴比伦王所毁灭了。
But because his country was destroyed by Babylon.
所以但以理也被跟他的三个朋友也被掳到巴比伦。
So Daniel and his three friends were also taken into Babylon.
你可以想象这个被掳过去是很辛苦的，可能走了几个月的路。
You can imagine this being taken captive there. It's very hard. You might have walked several months.
也没有的吃得好，也没有的睡得好。
That you did not eat well, you did not sleep well.
因为你是个奴隶啊，怎么会对你很好
？Because you're a slave, how can they treat you well?
但是呢，在命运的神的安排之下，但以理还有他的三个朋友他们被巴比伦王选呢，要进那个训练营里面去。
But out of God's guidance, Daniel and his three friends were chosen to be trained.
这个训练营是未来的巴比伦高官训练营。
And this training was to become to be able to work in the royal palace.
以后呢，要服侍巴比伦王的。
To serve the Babylon king.
就等于今天，如果政府在你读大学的时候就给你一个特别的 program， 以后要当总理办公室的特助。
It's just as if today, you have been chosen and given a special program so that in the future you can work in the prime minister's office.
每天你要服侍这个总理。
And every day you serve the prime minister.
给他做简报，给他当秘书。
That you will be his right-hand man.
哇，那个这前途非常的好啊。
And so this is a very good opportunity.
那这个王呢也特别丰富，我要训练这批年轻人，他们要吃的特别好，用的特别好。
And so this king, he wanted to bring up these youth, and that let them eat well and bring them up.
我们知道这个年轻人在发育的时候啊，你一定要给他吃的营养，他才会头脑发展的比较好。
Because you know when youths are growing, when children are growing, you have to, they have to have right nutrition so that they can develop.
所以王就吩咐了，那这些年轻人呢、啊，全部我吃什么，他们就吃什么。
And so the king commanded, oh, whatever I eat, the youth should eat too.
哇，突然之间啊，这些丹尼里啊，还有他三个朋友啊，哇，觉得。哇，受宠若惊啊！怎么那么好的食物、啊、放在他们面前啊
？And suddenly, Daniel and his three friends had a lot of delicacy put in front of them.
你今天觉得我们吃的很好吗
？If you think today we ate well.
巴比伦王的那个桌上的食物可能好这个一百倍啊
！You can imagine what the Babylonian king had in front of him.
太多东西啊
！Too many choices.
还有酒。
And also the wine.
好吃的东西一定要配酒。
That when you have good food, you need good wine.
啊，一去高级餐厅一定要开一瓶酒啊，吃牛排开一瓶红酒。
Especially if you go to a high class restaurant, they'll have good steak and a good cup of red wine.
但是丹尼里为什么立志不吃呢
？But why did Daniel resolve not to eat?
他不是讨厌这个食物啊。
It wasn't that he hated this food.
他怕这个巴比伦王，因为他是拜偶像的。
But he was afraid because Babylonian king he worshipped idols.
那如果吃这个食物，就有可能吃到拜偶像，得罪神啊。
So if he ate this food, he might have eaten food offered to idols.
还有犹太人呢，他们很多东西不吃的，不洁净的动物他也不吃。
And for the Jews, there are many animals and many things they do not eat and they deem unclean.
猪肉他们就不能吃。
For example, pork.
虾子也不能吃。
是。
龙虾、鲍鱼都不能吃。
Lobsters.
今天你在餐厅里面贵的东西，大部分他们都不能按照摩西律法都不能吃的。
Today, if you go to a Chinese restaurant for New Year's, most of the things by Jewish Mosaic law you cannot eat.
那个是守旧约的犹太人。
But these are those who keep the Old Testament.
所以但以理啊，虽然他很想吃。
So although Daniel really wanted to eat.
谁不想吃好吃的
？Who does not want to eat?
我刚刚叫你来，就你看一看就好啊，不可以拿。
If I told you just now, okay, you can go and take a look at the lunchroom, but you can't eat.
只给你一盆白饭。
You can have a bowl of white rice.
一杯白水。
And some water.
你愿不愿意这样子做
？Would you be willing?
很多人就说：“哇，我又饿了那么久了，我这几个月没有好好吃饭了，结果要那么大餐啊，我什么都想吃啊。”
For many people, especially if you've been starved for so many months, you wouldn't be able to resist.
那但以理就很不一样。
But Daniel is very different.
我肚子想吃，但是我是信仰告诉我不可以吃。
My tummy wants to eat, but my faith tells me no.
你说但以理会不会流口水
？Do you think Daniel drooled?
他看到别人吃会不会流口水
？Watching others eat.
他不是瞎眼的，当然会啊。
He was not blind, of course he would.
他闻到那些食物会不会流口水
？When he smelled the food.
当然会啊。
Of course he was salivating.
但是他有一样事情更重要。
But one thing was more important.
他觉得那些东西是污秽我的信仰，污秽我的心灵。
He felt these are the things that will defile myself, defile my faith.
我跟着我三个朋友，我们立志，大家说好啊，你也不吃，我也不吃啊，我也看着你啊，当下流口水的时候。我也警告你啊。
So Daniel and his three friends, they made this resolution together. I'll take you accountable. You hold me accountable.
所以呢，他们就不吃了。
And so they didn't eat.
这个因为他们这种立志。
And because they resolved.
我们看但以理说，神都特别祝福他们了。
God specifically blessed them.
十七节。
17。
好，十七节。
17。
我们一起读，一二三。
这四个少年人，神在各样文学、文字学问上赐给他们聪明智慧。
但以理又明白各样的意象和梦状，哇！你看了神特别的祝福啊。
So God specially blessed them.
原来一个人在信仰上有特别的立志，会得到神特别的祝福。
That if you have a special resolve in your faith, God will specially bless you.
因为他觉得我保守自己圣洁比肉体的享受更重要。
Because he decided it is better for me to keep my spirituality than enjoy the flesh.
这种立志救了他自己的灵魂。
And this type of resolution saved his faith.
如果他没有这种立志，他可能就犯罪得罪神了。
If he did not resolve this, he could have offended God.
以后就不能得救了。
And then in the future would not be saved.
再来，如果他没有这样立志，神就不会祝福他。
And if he did not make this resolution, then God would not have blessed him.
以后就不会有但以理被神用的这些故事。
And then we wouldn't have the future stories of how God used Daniel.
所以原来今天啊，我们也要有一样的立志。
So today we need to have the same resolution.
很可惜，我们大部分年轻人都在宗教教育啊，所以只有大人在听比较多。
So it's unfortunate most of the children are in RE right now.
但是呢，我们当父母的也要从小跟他们讲。
But as parents, we have to teach our children.
我们自己也要立志啊。
And we also have to make this resolution.
不要以为是少年人才要立志啊。
Do not think this is only a young person's thing.
因为这个世界有很多王的膳食跟王的酒啊。
Because in this world, there are a lot of the temptations from the king and a lot of the wine.
巴比伦王代表什么？
What does the Babylonian king represent?
代表谁？巴比伦王代表魔鬼啊，他是世上的王啊。
Represents Satan, the king of this world.
啊，大家都要拜他的。
Everyone must worship him.
他代表金像，金像代表成功，代表财富，大家都要敬拜他的。
He is this golden statue. He represents status and wealth.
但是巴比伦王也会给你好处哦。
And Babylonian king will give you a lot of benefits.
给你我吃的，我吃什么，你吃什么。
Whatever I eat, you can eat too.
那巴比伦王的食物是什么？
What is the food of the Babylonian king?
这是罪的享受。
That is the pleasures of sin.
我们看何西阿书四章十一节。
Let's look at Hosea 14.
四章十一节。四章十一节。
Hosea chapter 4, verse 11.
何西阿书四章十一节。
Hosea chapter 4, verse 11.
我们一起读。
We'll read together.
何西阿四章十一节。
Hosea chapter 4, verse 11.
奸淫和酒并新酒夺去人的心。这里说世界的酒代表什么？
So here it tells us the wine of this world it represents.
当然不是说基督徒一滴酒都不能喝，圣经也没有这样讲。
The Bible doesn't tell us, oh, we cannot have a drop of wine.
但是圣经用酒来代表世上的快乐。
But the Bible uses wine to represent the happiness of this world.
那酒跟奸淫呢，常常也会混在一起来讲。
And a lot of times, wine and prostitution are put together.
因为卖这个醉酒的地方啊，夜总会啦，那个吧啦，那些酒吧啦，通常会有一些不好的男女的这种关系会在那边开始跟发展。
Because a lot of the places that sell liquor, they, for example, bars, they have a lot of but they're the starting point of a lot of lust.
Immorality.
Of immorality.
啊，被子喝醉酒了。那就去上床了。
And when you're drunk, then it's easy to bet someone.
你看大学啊，我读大学的时候，每个礼拜五晚上啊，都那些学生啊，很多那些同学啊，他们都会去喝酒啊，然后 weekend 啊，他们就疯狂的度日子。现在可能更开放。
And so, when I was in university, a lot of times Friday nights, people would go out drinking, and there'd be a lot of immorality.
但是这个世界的王的酒、王的膳食，是不是代表那种罪？
And so the wine of the king, the pleasures of this world, this represents sin.
罪恶的享受会把人的心从神那边夺去了。
And the pleasures of sin will steal people's hearts from God.
譬如说你今天你的常常想那些罪的事情。
For example, if today you're constantly thinking of sin.
啊，譬如说，那个网络上面有一些电视的影集啊、电影啊，讲一些黄色的或者是一些情欲的标题的主题的这种故事。
For example, online there are a lot of movies and shows that talk about immorality and sex.
或者是 IG 啊、Facebook 啊、YouTube 啊，一直看那些不照旧的一些影像啊、一些内容。
And same thing on Instagram or Facebook, there are videos not edifying.
好，你看了，你的心就被夺走了。
And then after you see it, then your heart is taken away.
那你看多了，你就读圣经读不下去。
And after you read a lot, then you cannot continue reading the Bible.
早上我们讲读经的重要吗？
This morning we talked about the importance of reading the Bible.
但是现在问题不是不知道读圣经重要，是大家读不下去了。
But the problem today is not that we don't know it's important to do, it's just that we can't seem to read it.
你打开圣经没有办法集中啊。
That as we open the Bible, we can't keep our attention.
如果你一直追剧的话，你读圣经你就读不下去了。
And if you continue pursuing this world, then you cannot read the Bible.
你一直滑手机，一直看，一直看。
If you continue scrolling on your phone.
啊，那你说我要打开圣经读五分钟，你是读不下去的。
Then when you want to open the Bible to read 5 minutes, you cannot.
担保绝对读不下去。
That guarantee you cannot.
因为世界的那些酒啊。那些世俗的 content 那些内容啊，已经把你的心夺走了。
Because the content of this world, it has already taken your heart.
啊，把你的思想改变了。
And it has already changed your thinking.
啊，年轻人，他们在网络上看。
And so for the youth, they watch online.
所以现在年轻人要保守圣洁也是很困难。
Right now, it is very hard for the youth to keep their purity.
啊，我听网络上有一些台湾的传道在见证。
I heard in online there's some Taiwan preachers testify.
学生灵恩会在办圣餐。
That during the student spiritual convocation when they have the Holy Communion.
哇， 怎么那么多孩子不领圣餐啊？
Well, how is it that so many youths don't take the holy meal?
以前可能就是一两个没有领圣餐，可能五六十个人。
It might be in the past, it might just be one or two out of a crowd of 60.
哇，现在不止啊，十个、八个、十来个不领圣餐啊。
But now it's more like 10 or 18 that don't.
哇，为什么那么多年轻人学生联恩会不领圣餐？
And so how come in a student spiritual convocation so many do not partake?
为什么？
How come?
因为已经犯罪了。
Because they have already sinned.
那为什么会敢去犯罪？
And why did they dare to do that?
因为这里说啊，奸淫跟酒夺去了人的心啊。
Because as it says here, the prostitution and the wine has taken away their hearts.
可能首先就是看那些网络的色情。
Could be at first they're just watching the movies.
后来就是交男女朋友。
And then later on they have a boyfriend or girlfriend.
交女朋友，身体就接触了，就情欲就发动了。
And then because you're near each other, your fleshly desires are aroused.
啊，发生婚前的性行为了。
And then you commit fornication.
那当然就不敢领圣餐了。
And so then nobody dares to partake.
原来这个世界巴比伦王一直要把这些观念、这些娱乐、这些罪的东西要喂食神的选民呢。
So the Babylonian king, he wants to feed the people of God to death.
但是如果你是丹尼利，
But if you were Daniel,
如果你心中觉得我的生命以后可以被神用，
If you feel in your heart that in the future I can be used by God,
你觉得我可以拒绝。
I can abstain.
不是世界给你什么你就吃哎。
It's not whatever the world gives you, you eat.
不是王给你什么你就用哎。
Or that whatever the king gives you, you use.
答应你，他立志，我不要王的食物，我不要王的酒。
Daniel, he resolved, I do not want the food of the king, I don't want his wine.
因为会误会我。
Because it will confuse me.
所以我不要。
Will mislead me, so I don't want it.
这个是要受苦的。
And you have to suffer for this.
但是这个是值得的。
But it is worth it.
今天我们有没有这种心智？
Do we have this type of resolution?
尤其是当我们家中有孩子的时候。
Especially when we have kids in our house.
我们要给他们榜样啊。
We have to lead by example.
你叫孩子不要整天滑手机，你就自己成天滑，一有空你就滑手机。
You tell the children, don't be on your phones all day, but whenever you have time, you're on your phone.
你说他们你要读读圣经，他们从来没有看见你跟你配偶打开圣经在读或者在讨论。
You tell them you need to read the Bible more, but they never see you and your partner, your spouse reading the Bible together.
你叫他多追求神，他看到你，你有空就打开电脑就盯着。
You tell them you need to pursue God, but whenever you have time, you're on your computer.
看东看西，也不是上面听讲道，也不是这边查经资料啊，就是看东看西而已。
And you're just scrolling around. You're not actually listening to sermons or searching God's words.
他当然是学你啊。
So of course they learn from you.
所以我们的心要立志。
So our hearts we need to resolve.
先从我们的娱乐、我们的眼睛、我们的耳朵开始。
First, from what we see, what we hear.
尤其是安息生日。
Especially on the Sabbath.
最近我听了一个道理，还不错。
Just lately, I was listening to a teaching.
有一个传道讲，我们安息日要守安息日，对不对？
So on a preacher was saying on Sabbath we need to observe the Sabbath.
我们还最好有一个 digital Sabbath.
We should have also a digital Sabbath.
就从礼拜五晚上到礼拜六晚上。
So from Friday night to Saturday.
不要用社交媒体，不用看那些世俗的东西。
That we shut off all our social media, we don't look at anything worldly.
就算中午吃饭的时候也不要用。
Including during Sabbath lunch.
我们的心要归给神啊。
That we give our hearts to God.
这个就是一种立志。
This is a resolve.
从小要跟孩子讲。
And since young, we teach our kids this.
我希望你立志，以后可以在教会行婚礼。
That I hope you resolve in the future you can have a wedding in church.
这种立志哦，父母要讲哦。
You can be married in church, and this type of resolution, we have to say it as a parent.
在教会行婚礼，就是可以得到神的工人的奉耶稣的名的祝福。
That to be married in church means that a worker of God can bless you.
大家弟兄姐妹在会堂给你证婚。
And that the brothers and sisters can witness for you in the church.
那怎么才可以在教会行婚礼呢？
And how can you be married in church?
第一，你要嫁或者娶主内真耶稣教会的弟兄姐妹。
First, you have to marry in the Lord.
第二，你要婚前要保守圣洁，没有发生关系。
And secondly, you have to keep yourself pure before your wedding.
只要你达到这两点，以后在会堂就可以传道帮你证婚了。
And if you can accomplish this, then in the future, the preacher can conduct your wedding.
这个就是种励志啊。
And so this is a result.
但是现在社会，哇，年轻人私生活很随便。
But today in society, people live carelessly.
我看如果随便打开 YouTube， 都有一些哇，现在年轻人乱来的这些视频，自己都放上去，自己都不羞耻。
I see on YouTube people just post shamelessly.
如果你心中没有这种立志，哇，那种东西我不看，我不接受，我不会被它影响。
But if you don't have this resolve, I'm not going to look at this, then it is very hard.
那很容易就被影响了。
And it is very easy to be influenced.
所以我们要求神保守我们。
So we have to ask God to keep us.
自己也要立志，不玷污。
Also have to resolve not to be defiled.
其实也不单只是年轻人要立志，我们中年人、老年人都要立志。
And it's not just the youth who need this resolution, even middle age and our seniors.
因为魔鬼不会看你身份证说啊，你已经五十岁了，那就不引诱你了，你都老了。
Satan will not look at your credentials and say, "Oh, you're already 50. I'm not going to tempt you."
啊，你了啊，你已经45了，已经结婚二十年了，哎，不引诱你了。
Oh, you're 45. You've already been married 20 years. I'll leave you alone.
哦，你是80了，80已经可以毕业了。啊，不引诱你了，放过你了。
Oh, you're 80 years old. You've already graduated. I'm not going to tempt you.
魔鬼没有看年纪的。
Satan does not look at age.
魔鬼没有休息的。
And he doesn't rest.
只要你给他机会，他就引诱你。
As long as you give him an opportunity, he will tempt you.
因为有时候很伤心，听到一些其他地区的教会有一些人跌倒的一些消息。
And sometimes I hear the really sad news that there are people who have fallen.
中年人呢？
They're in middle age.
教会里面有做圣工的呢。
That they have, they do a lot of holy work.
犯罪。
That they, have committed adultery.
有一些是跟外面的人。
Some with those outside.
有一些是勾引跟教会里面的人。
And some even within our church.
为什么？
Why?
他的心呢，已经被魔鬼偷走了。
Because their heart was already taken by.
虽然每个礼拜有来教会。
Although they come to church every Sabbath.
但是他的心早就被玷污了。
But their heart has fallen long ago.
人是来教会，但是私底下做。误会的事情。
Their body physically they are in church, but in their heart they have already left.
啊，羞耻的事情，都 shameful thing.
They have already done shameful things.
罪已经在他心里了。
And they have sinned.
这个巴比伦王就是那么厉害。
And so this is how powerful the Babylonian king.
他的酒啊，就是叫淫乱的酒。
And their wine is the wine to mislead us.
我们看启示录十七章第二节。
Let's look at Revelations.
十七章第二节。
Chapter 17, verse 2.
十七章启示录十七章第二节。
Revelation chapter 17, verse 2.
我们一起读。
We'll read together.
一二三。地上的君王与他行营住在地上的人喝醉了他淫乱的酒。原来这个世界末世之前这个特别的情况就是淫乱。
And so the specialty of this wine is the adulteries.
啊，所以这个世界都被这些酒玷污了。
And this world has been led by this, been intoxicated.
所以我们要立志不要被这些东西玷污。
So we have to resolve not to be defiled by.
从我们的娱乐，从我们的听的看的东西开始。
From our pleasures, from what we see, what we hear.
从我们的思想。
To our thoughts.
从我们的身体。
To our bodies.
你看约瑟，他被卖到这个。在波提法的家里。
We can see, Joseph, he was sold to Potiphar's house.
已经够可怜了吧
？It was already pitiful enough.
魔鬼还在试探他。
But Satan was still testing.
透过波提法的太太勾引他。
That through Potiphar's wife, she tempted him.
啊，一个中年女人要勾引一个不懂事的少年人，十七岁的少年人。
That this middle-aged woman, she was flirting with this 17-year-old youth.
啊，一般来说很容易得手的。
And normally, it's very easy to preserve yourself.
因为这个年轻人懵懵懂懂的，但是又是血气方刚。
Because this youth, although he doesn't know anything,
身体刚刚发育。
His body is just developing and coming.
有一个中年女人要引诱他，他能不说 no 吗？他能顶得住吗？
He is in his hormonal peak, and so if there is a woman who is tempting him, how could he say no?
还有这个还是老板呢。
And this is even the boss.
能挡得住吗？
Can you resist?
挡得住的话，工作可能就没有了。
If you resist, you might lose your job.
身体也是想要。
Your body lusts.
但是约瑟怎么想
？But what did Joseph think?
我怎能做这个大恶得罪神
？How can I commit this great evil against my Lord?
马上跑，马上丢，马上跑。
And so he fled.
立志不玷污自己。
And he resolved not to defile himself.
所以啊，我魔鬼虽然他的试探很凶猛，但是如果没有立志保守自己，神也会保守我们。
So although Satan was very fierce in his temptation, if we have the resolve, God will protect us.
再来，第五点。
The fifth point.
我们要立志遵行神的旨意啊。
We have to resolve to keep God's will.
我们看从约翰第七章。
Let's look at John chapter 7.
十七节。
Verse 17.
约翰七章十七节。
John chapter 7, verse 17.
约翰福音七章十七节。
John chapter 7, verse 17.
我们一起读。一二三， 人若立志遵循他的旨意行，就必晓得这教训是出于神，或是我凭着自己说的。所以说要这里讲要另外一种立志。
And so here Jesus talks about another resolve.
这里说主耶稣说，如果一个人啊，他立志遵着主的旨意来，神的旨意来行事的话
，If anyone resolves to do God's will,
那他就会知道神的旨意是什么。
Then he will find out what God's will is.
啊，有一些人嘴开口闭口说，哎呀，看看神的旨意是什么了。有没有看过这？有没有听过这种说法
？So some people will say, "Oh, well, we'll see what God's will is."
好像他很想找神的旨意。
It sounds like he really wants to do.
哎呀，我都不知道了，不知道神的旨意是要怎么样做的。
Oh, yeah, I don't know. We'll see what God's will is.
好像说很追求，然后很谦卑啊。
As if he's very humble and really seeking.
但是你告诉他，神的旨意就是这样啊，圣经这样写啊。他说，哎呀，没办法，这个太难了，我没办法接受。
But if you tell him, "Oh, well, this is what God's will says. It says in the Bible." Then they'll say, "Oh, that's too hard. I can't accept that."
那你刚刚才不是说你要问神的旨意吗
？Didn't just now you say that you want to know what God's will is?
那圣经就告诉你神的旨意是什么啊
？Bible tells you what God's will is.
像譬如说有一个信徒
，For example, there was a member.
啊，他要找工作。
He wanted to find work.
哎呀，不知道神的旨意要我做什么工作
？I don't know what God's will is. What type of work he wants to do.
然后他就告诉你了。
And then you tell him.
哎，有一个老板说要请我，但是礼拜六要去。
Then he tells you, "Oh, there is a boss who wants to hire me, but I have to go on Sabbath."
薪水还不错。
But the salary is pretty good.
老板说礼拜六先做做看。
And the boss said, "Well, just try it out for the Saturdays."
以后我找到人手，你才不用来。
And once I find more workers, then you don't need to come on Saturdays.
那他就问你了，要不要去啊
？And then he asks, "Oh, should I take this?"
不晓得神的旨意是什么呢
？I don't know what God's will is.
会不会让我先去啊？然后以后我才可以来守安息日
？Maybe I need to take it first so that later on I can come to Sabbath.
神就告诉神也知道我需要钱呢、啊。
God knows I need the money.
那你就告诉他了。
And you tell him.
那圣经不是说啊，当守安息日吗？这个是不可以谈判的，没有妥协的。
The Bible says we have to observe the Sabbath. There's no the grain.
他就告诉你了。
And so he tells.
哎呀，不知道了，再祷告看看了，看神的旨意怎么样了。
Oh, we'll see. We'll pray about it and see what God's will is.
所以这个就是一个例子。
So this is the type of resolution.
有一些人就是开口闭口都说，哎呀，看神怎么带领。但是你告诉他要怎么做，他要不赞成。
Some people, when they open their mouth, they just talk about God's will, but once you tell them what God's will is, they won't accept.
因为他心中已经有自己一套想法。
Because in their heart, they already have their own thinking.
啊，他已经决定要怎么做了。
They have already decided what they want to do.
只是有没有办法找到一个借口说啊，神也支持我这样做。
It's just a matter if they have the they can find an excuse that this is what God wants.
有些东西是不用祷告神的旨意的。
There are some things you don't need to pray for God's will about.
是不是？比如说你要来守安息日，这个还要问是不是神的旨意吗
？For example, coming to observe Sabbath, do you need to pray and ask God if this is His will?
你又在主里面通婚，你要嫁娶主内，你还要问是不是神的旨意吗？
That you know you need to marry in the Lord, yet do you need to ask if you should date somebody outside?
你已经结婚了，你要走到人生结束死亡才可以把你们分开。那这个还要问神的旨意吗？要不要走下去吗
？You've already made the covenant in marriage that you will be with this person until death. Do you still need to ask God if you need to separate?
啊，是不是神的旨意要我继续走下去吗
？Is it God's will that He wants me to continue this path?
有一些东西都不用问的，已经是神的旨意，就写在圣经里面了。
There are certain things you don't need to ask. It's already written clearly in the Bible.
所以你看这句要写的主耶稣很特别哦。
And so here it's written very uniquely.
他说，如果你立志，你要无论怎么样，你都要遵着神的旨意去走。
That if you resolve to do God's will,
神都让你。知道神的旨意是什么
？God will then let you know what His will is.
啊，因为当时的人不知道是不是主耶稣是不是从神来的
？Because the people at the time they didn't know if Jesus was from God.
不是不知道，眼睛都看到神迹了，还不相信
？It wasn't that they didn't know. They already saw with their own eyes the miracles.
他们不想接受那么谦卑的耶稣。
But they didn't want to. Except such a lowly Jesus.
没有教育背景的耶稣。
One who has no education.
所以耶稣讲什么，他们都听不进去。
And so whatever Jesus said, they couldn't accept.
所以我们今天也是一样嘛。
Today we're the same.
我们愿不愿意落做一个立志
？Are we willing to make this resolve?
无论神的旨意是什么，我喜不喜欢，我就是要去跟着做。
Regardless what God's will is, whether I like it or not, I will do it.
我再重复一次。
I will repeat this.
敢不敢立这个志？愿不愿意立这个志
？Do you dare to make this resolution?
只要是神的旨意，我就去做。
As long as it's God's will, I will do it.
就算我要受苦。
Even if I have to suffer.
就算我要面对十字架。
Even if I have to face the cross.
如果神要神的旨意是这样，我一定要去做。
If God wants this, I will do it.
我愿意牺牲我自己。
But I am willing to give up myself.
愿意吗
？Are you willing?
如果你愿意。
If you're willing,
你就一定知道神的旨意，还有一定有力量走下去。
Then you will know God's will, and you will have the strength to do it.
因为主耶稣也是这样做啊。
Because Lord Jesus is the same.
我们看马太福音26章。
Let's look at Matthew chapter 26.
39节。
Verse 39.
马太福音26章39节。
Matthew chapter 26, verse 39.
26章39节。
Matthew chapter 26, verse 39.
我一起读。
Read together.
一二三，他就稍往前走，俯伏在地祷告说：“我父啊，倘若可行，叫求你叫这杯离开我。然而不要照我的意思，只要照你的意思。”哇，这是主耶稣的祷告。我们常常都读到这一段。
And this is the prayer of Lord Jesus. We read this often.
但是我们常常都是强调头半句：“哎，神啊，照你的旨意哈。”
But we often
倘若可行啊
emphasize the first part, Lord, as you will.
Or the, 但是最后一句最宝贵。
But what is most precious is the last line.
默默良心，我们几个人祷告的时候有加最后一句进去，不要照我的意思哦，只要照你的意思。我们几个人讲这句话。
How many of us dare to add this last line?
我们都说，哎呀，神啊，神啊，照你的旨意带领我，对不对？
We often say, Oh Lord, as you will guide me.
我们几个人敢说不要照我的意思？
But how many of us dare to say not as I will?
只照你的意思。
Only as your will.
有没有？有没有人说我们要常常这样祷告的
？And how many of you pray with this emphasis?
我们都没有这样祷告。
Often we do not.
我们只是说啊，倘若可行，求你做这个事情。
And so often we'll just focus on Lord as your will.
但是我们没有把自己拿走。
But we haven't removed ourselves.
我们要学习主耶稣祷告最后两句话，不要照我的意思，只要照你的意思。
We have to emphasize this last part, just like Lord Jesus, not as I will.
如果你每天祷告为一件事情祷告的时候，一定每天加这句话在里面念十次，最后大声念出来。
And in your prayers, we should add this and say it, repeat it 10 times.
我们用灵言祷告，但是有时候也可以加一些圣经的话。
We pray in tongue, but sometimes we can also add Bible verses.
你为一件事情祷告，你很挣扎，你很痛苦。
Then when you're praying for something and you're struggling,
祷告到最后，你一念出来，不要照我的旨意，只要照你的意思。
Then conclude your prayer with this, not as I will.
不要照我的意思，只要照你的意思。你大声念，再用灵言，灵言之后再念。当你自己祷告的时候，可以这样。
In the spirit, when you pray, you can do this.
哇。那你就会发觉那个力量不一样。
And you'll find that your strength is different.
今天我们的自己的意识太重了。
Because today our own will is too strong.
口口声声都说神的旨意神带领，其实神的旨意给你，你也做，你也不要去做。
And we often say, "Oh, it's God's will," but even if God gives you His will, you cannot do it.
人有时候越老啊，头脑就硬。
And the older we get, the more stubborn we become.
中年开始就硬了，到老年更硬。
Starting from middle age, going into our senior.
青少年的时候要改还容易，但是到中年之后不好改。
It's easier to change ourselves in our youth, but once we hit middle age, it becomes harder and harder.
所以神才要用病痛啊、苦难啊、儿女啊、婚姻啊来熬我们呢，来熬我们呢。
And this is why God will use our health, our family, our children to trial us.
你没有被这些熬，你不会改变的。
And if we have not been tempered, then we will not change.
所以在受苦的时候就要问主啊，你的意思是什么？
And so as we suffer, let us ask, Lord, what is your will?
你让我可以了解你的心。我已经决定，我无论如何就跟着你的意思去做了。我现在准备要跟着。
Teach me what it is, because I have resolved, no matter what, I will follow it.
那你就会看到出路啊。
And then you will see a way out.
那你的脸就不会那么苦了。
And you will not be so full of sorrow.
好，第六点。
The sixth point.
我们要立志要。传福音。
We have to resolve to spread the gospel.
我们看罗马书第十五章。
Let's look at Romans chapter 15.
罗马书十五章的二十节。
Romans chapter 15, verse 20.
罗马书十五章二十节。
Romans chapter 15, verse 20.
我们一起读。
We'll read together.
一二三，我立了志向，不在基督的名被称过的地方传福音，免得建造在别人的根基上。这里保罗立了一个志向。
And that here Paul made a resolve.
他说我立志啊，他不是立志赚大钱，也不是说他要当总负责啊，或者当教会的 chairman 啊，不是。
His resolve is not to become rich or become a chairman.
他不是在世界的那些东西。
He does not care about these things.
他立志要传福音。
But he resolves to preach the gospel.
还有立志在没有人传过福音的地方传福音。
And not only that, but where to preach where nobody has done so before.
哇，这个我觉得这个立志非常大。
I feel like this determination is great.
啊，尤其是一个传道人。
Especially for a preacher.
如果一个传道人呢，他牺牲了一些东西。
If for a preacher, he sacrifices something.
一般的人来说，可能说，哎呀，我立志赶快可以退休啊，啊，可以享受啊。
And some people, they're determined that they want to retire early, that they want to enjoy life.
啊，不用那么辛苦啊。
So I don't have to struggle so much.
啊，可能有人立志说，哎呀，我要当到总负责。
Some might say, "Oh, I want to become the boss."
Being I'm a chairman of the GA,
Or become the chairman.
哇，这样我有个大的办公室。
And so then I'll have a big office.
啊，吹冷气，批公文。
That I'll have an AC room and workers under me.
坐飞机去开会，被人家接待。
And then I'll take the plane to meetings and people will greet me.
啊，这也是圣工啊。
This is also
对不对？也是很好啊。
It's also very good.
但是保罗对这个一点兴趣都没有。
But Paul had no interest in any of this.
保罗说：“我要去，我立志要传福音。”
Paul, he resolved to preach the gospel.
我要去那个没有传过耶稣的，耶稣的名没有传过的地方传福音。
And to go where his name is unknown.
因为他保罗知道他的恩赐是什么。
Because Paul knew what his talent was.
保罗当然有很多恩赐。
Of course, Paul had many gifts.
但是他有一种特别的恩赐，就是布道，就是宣道。
But he had one special gift, which was to evangelize.
他去到一个完全没有教会，一个信徒都没有，他可以在那边开始传。
That he can go where there is not one single member and start preaching.
神同工，他可以建立很多教会。
And if God is working with him, he can establish many churches.
这种恩赐不是很多人有。
Not a lot of people have this gift.
但是有这种恩赐的人很辛苦。
But those who have this gift, it is very hard.
谁不喜欢在一个有教会的地方当传道、当牧养的
？Who doesn't like to minister where there is already a church?
对不对？来这边有人吃饭，有人请吃饭啊，吃完这一家又有那一家啊，又有过年饭。
And here, people invite you to their house, and you have one meal after another.
哇，去那个没有人接待你的地方，你还要自己掏钱，自己养自己。
But if you go to where nobody will host you, you have to even put out your own money.
搞不好不小心还被石头打。
And that if you're not careful, you will even be beaten.
所以谁想去做这种事
？Who wants to do this thing?
但是保罗就立志做一个最艰难的事。
But Paul resolved to do the hardest thing.
因为他知道这个圣工是最有意义的。
Because he knew that this ministry had the most purpose.
因为可以去救人的灵魂啊。
Because you can save people's souls.
不是浪费时间在开会啊，吃吃喝喝啊。
It's not wasting time having meetings, drinking and eating.
啊，或者说交际应酬啊 ，social 啊。
Or just socializing.
他知道说，我立志我要去传福音。
But he had the resolution, I will preach.
就是立志受苦，立志要救人的灵魂。
The resolution to suffer for the sake of people's souls.
当我读到这个的时候，我觉得哇，他的志向很大。
And so when I read this, I think how great he is.
他甚至说，如果这个地方传过了，我都不想去了。
And even thinks, well, if this place it's been preached to before, then I will not go.
为什么？
Why?
那已经传过了，有了别人在做了，我要去那个没有开垦过的地方。
Because somebody has already worked here, I want to go where nobody has been.
啊，所以我就不用浪费时间建造在别人根基上面。
So I will not waste my time building on top of someone else.
我的生命也是有限啊。
Because my life is also limited.
我浪费这边一个月，我别的地方可以传一个月。
That if I spend my time here for a month, I lose out somewhere else.
哇，这种力量为了主传福音。
And so, this type of resolution to preach the gospel.
保罗在写罗马书最后的时候，他还想去一个地方，你们知道是哪里吗？
At the end, when Paul wrote Romans, he still wanted to go to one place.
我们看十五章二十三节。
Let's look at chapter 15, verse 23.
二十三节。
Verse 23.
没去读，但如今在这里再没有可传的地方了。而且这好几年，我切心想望到西班牙去的时候，可以到你们那里。保罗想去哪里
？So where did Paul hope to go?
西班牙。
Spain.
为什么保罗想去西班牙
？Why did he want to go to Spain?
如果今天你想去西班牙，想看什么
？Today, if you want to go to Spain, what do you see?
看斗牛啊。
That you'll see the the bulls, the running bulls.
不是，保罗想去西班牙看什么？不是看啊。
What did Paul want to go see?
他想去传福音呢。
He wants to go preach.
为什么想要去西班牙
？Why did he want to go to Spain?
因为2000年前人对地球的了解是地球是平的。
Because 2000 years ago, the people believed the Earth was flat.
那欧洲大陆的尽头，欧洲尽头就是西班牙。欧洲大陆的尽头就是西班牙。
And so the edge of Europe and Asia, this was Spain.
Just Europe 吗？
Just Europe.
往到最西边跑就是西班牙了。西班牙之后就没有地方了呢。
That the Spain is the most western part. After Spain, there's nothing else.
那西班牙还没有教会，还没有使徒的教会在那边。
And in Spain, there's no church there.
所以他就想说，有一天我要去西班牙。
And so we hope one day I will go to Spain.
其实保罗在写罗马书的时候，他罗马都还没去。
In fact, when Paul wrote the book of Romans, he hadn't been to Rome.
但他已经想好了，去完罗马之后，我再去西班牙。
But he already planned out, after Rome, I will go to Spain.
因为从罗马去西班牙就不远了。
Because from Rome to Spain, it is not far.
这是去到地极，去到世界的尽头，可以传福音，在那边救人的灵魂。
And so this is going to the edge of the world so that he can save people.
我在想保罗的心实在是非常的立为了主立了很大的心志。
And so I think Paul, he put such great resolutions on God.
那我们今天呢？如果你去旅游的时候，哇，这个地方没有教会哦，你会想什么？会不会想说，哎，有一天如果这个地方有真教会多好啊？
How about us? When we go to a place where there is no church, do we ever consider how great it would be if one day there was a church?
感谢主啊，使徒时代没有到西班牙，但是真耶稣教会，今天末世的真教会已经到西班牙了。
Thank God that the disciples they never made it to Spain, but today we have a true Jesus Church.
我们那边已经有信徒了。
That we already have members there.
啊，因为有中国人去移民。
Because Chinese people they immigrate everywhere.
因为我们的信徒啊，移民到那边做生意，然后在那边也建立了教会。
And so our believers they immigrated there, and then they established a church there.
啊，但是还没有很大，也没有很大的会堂。
It's not very big yet, though, and it doesn't have a big church.
至少已经有人了。
But at least there are people there.
但是问题是什么？
But what is the issue?
我们不是没有传福音的对象。
It's not that we have no one to preach to.
我们是没有传道工人啊。
It's that we don't have workers to preach.
啊，那边有西班牙有信徒的，意大利有信徒的，但是没有传道注目在那一边。
That there are believers in Spain, in Italy, but there are no resident preachers.
你不用讲西班牙文，你要去中文就可以牧养他们。
You don't need to speak Spanish, even if you speak Chinese, you can pastor.
那孩子以后他们会讲西班牙文。
And in the future, the children will know Spanish.
现在全世界都缺传道。
All around the world, we are lacking preachers.
我们到处在买会堂。
We're buying churches.
啊，我们最近本这个卡加利、埃蒙顿的都上了联总的新闻网嘛，都要筹款啊。
At both Edmonton and Calgary, we reached the IA's news.
其实同时间还有另外一个教会在募款，叫做贝达佩士。
But there's also Budapest that is trying to buy a chapel.
贝达佩士是在什么？匈牙利是不是
？And Budapest is in Turkey.
Hungary 啊。
Hungary.
匈牙利啊，匈牙利在哪里啊？东欧的这个地方啊。
And it is in Eastern Europe.
竟然有我们真教会。
There's our church there.
买了土地要盖教堂。
That they have bought the land and they need to build the chapel.
但是也没有传道人啊。
But there's no preachers.
俄罗斯有教会也没有传道人啊。
That they.
Russia.
In Russia, they also do not have any preachers.
阿根廷教会有几百人在那边也没有传道人呢。
Argentina, there are several hundred members, but there's also no preachers.
智利最南边的，就是阿根廷跟智利，全我们这北面，他们是最南边的，也是没有传道人，有会堂，有信徒，没有传道人。
So Russia is the most north, and Argentina is the most south, and neither of them have preachers.
那你说怎么办
？What are we going to do?
那么多传道老人，老传道了，退休之后还要出来帮忙。
So many preachers, they are retiring, but they still have to come out to help.
因为现在年轻人不出来啊。
Because there are no youths coming out.
本来很多很优秀的年轻人会中文、会英文、神训班训练，他们都不愿意出来当传道。
There are so many gifted youths. They know English, they know Chinese, they've gone through all of the seminars, yet they're not willing to come out.
退休的比读神学的还更多。
There are more retiring than there are in this trainings, the seminar.
越来越不够传道。
And so more and more, there's not enough preachers.
每一个教会都说要传道，就想要看到传道。
Every preacher is saying they want to see the preachers more.
那怎么办
？What do we do?
主耶稣快来了。
Lord Jesus is coming soon.
还有那么多地方要传。
There's still so many places to preach.
所以我们真的要为这个事祷告啊。
So we really have to pray for this.
求神呐、啊，感动更多年轻人，从小可以立志。
To ask the Lord to move the youth so that they resolve themselves since young.
我们看马太福音第九章。
Let's look in Matthew chapter 9.
37节。
Verse 17.
马太九章三十七节。
Or verse 37. Matthew chapter 9, verse 37.
马太九章三十七节。
Matthew chapter 9, verse 37.
一起读，一二三。
Then he said to the disciples.
对门徒说，要收的庄稼多。做工的人少，38节。所以你们当求庄稼的主，打发工人出去收他的庄稼。主耶稣快来了。
Lord Jesus is coming soon.
你怎么知道主耶稣快来
？How do you know？
这个世界乱成这样，你就知道主耶稣快来了。
this chaos in this world, you know that he's coming soon.
这个世界罪恶那么高，你就知道主耶稣快来。
When the evil in this world has reached that high, you know he's coming soon.
但是来之前呢，有很多庄稼要收啊。
But before he comes, there is much to harvest.
很多国家，很多地方。
There are a lot of countries, a lot of places.
还没有真教会。
That still do not have our church.
那谁要去传？
Who will preach?
没有人，现在没有人去，很少工人呢。
Right now, very few. There's not enough workers.
譬如说，如果派众牧传道去了，我去哪里了？一个月了，那埃门顿就呱呱叫了，怎么都看不到传道，去哪里了？
That if I am sent out to go there for a month, then Edmonton Church they will start crying. Well, where's our preacher?
那我们去到那边呢？他们也呱呱叫，传道这里有那么多工，怎么你一年才来三个礼拜？
And over there, they're also crying out, "Preacher, we have so much work here. How can you come only 3 weeks a year?"
那我也不能分一半给你啊，分不掉啊。
But I cannot be in two places at once.
那我们需要更多工人呢、啊。
We need more workers.
我们加拿大已经好几年要招工人，都没有人报名，一个都没有。
We've had several years where in Canada we've had not a single person registered as a preacher.
所以我们真的要多祷告啊。
So we really need to pray for this.
求神感动，有更多的年轻人。
Move the youth.
立志。
To have this resolve,
可以服侍神
to serve the Lord,
可以出来传福音
to preach the gospel, 这
是最有意义的事情
because this is the most meaningful job.
求神帮助我们
May the Lord guide us.
新的一年要立志
that in this new year we resolve.
我们要立志，虽然不能当传道，不是每一个人都当传道。
And even though not every one of us is meant to be a preacher,
我们也立志，今年2025年带一个人来信主。
That we resolve 2025, we will bring one person to church.
你每天为这个事祷告。
You pray for this every day.
你尽力去做。
You do it to the best.
我今年要传福音，希望可以带一个人来信主。
This year, I will preach. I want to bring one person.
如果主耶稣愿意，我碰到我一个主耶稣需要拣选的人。
That if the Lord is willing, He will help me meet the one He has chosen.
要立志。
Make this resolution.
唱诗。Thank you.